Okay, starting a new topic now of Bikur Cholim. And when discussing the mitzvah, as we said many, many times, the first question we always have to ask, is this a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is this a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And the nafkamina would be, if I have a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. So let's keep that in mind. We begin with the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra. Source number one, v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha ani Hashem. So you have to love your fellow Jew as yourself, I'm Hashem. And the Rambam explains to us that there is a din d'rabbanan, which emerges from this overall Torah concept of Ahavas Yisrael. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Avil, mitzvahs asei shel divrehem levakir cholim. So clearly you see the Rambam holds that bikur cholim is a din d'rabbanan, lenachim avelim, to comfort those who are an avil, who are mourning, lahotzi hameis, to participate in a levaya, lachnis kala, to make the preparations for a kala to get married, levas orchim, to have guests to accompany them. There's no limit to how many times I did bikur cholim once, I'm yotzi. No, there's no limit to these. The afal pi, says the Rambam, shekomet says eilu midivrehim, even though these are all rabbinic mitzvahs, bikur cholim is the rabbanan, hare eilu bichlal, but it's contained within v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Which means, when you do the mitzvah of visiting someone who is sick, or having guests, or helping somebody provide for their wedding, etc. All these things are subcategories and fulfillments of v'yahav l'reicha kamocha. Kol hadavarim she'ata roitze she'ase osam l'chol acherim, I say osan ata l'achicha. Anything you would want others to do for you, you should do for yourself. So that's how the Rambam classifies the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Now the Ramban, well, before we get to the Ramban, we'll see the pasuk says, in Devarim Vasisa Hayosher Vatoiv Beni Hashem L'man Yitov Lach, that you should do what's yashar, straight ahead, upright. Like, you know, when you're asking directions from somebody in Eretz Yisrael, they tell you go yashar, 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 go straight, 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 straight. So yashar means you should do what's straight in life, and you do what's tov. So why both? If I'm doing something that's yashar, isn't that also tov? And if I'm doing something that's tov, isn't that also yashar? So you have to do what's good and right in the eyes of Hashem L'man Yitov Lach, will be good for you. So the Ramban, now working off this pasuk, says, Hakavana v'zeh. Do you know what it means? You know what it's hinting at over here? Ki mitechila omer shetishmor chukosav edosav asher tzivcho. You have to keep all the commandments Hashem told you to do. V'ato, now we're saying, gam ba'asher lo tzivcho, even things you weren't technically formally commanded as a tzivoy to do, tein daitcha lasos hatov v'yosher be'enav. You should do in your eyes what's right and what's proper. Kihu Hashem Oiv HaTov HaYash. Hashem loves when we act in such a way. He explains now. V'zeh Inyan Gadol. This is a very important idea. Lefi she'i efshar. It's impossible. Lahazki b'Torah. Dimension every single time in the Torah. Kol hanhagos adam im shecheinav reav. How the Torah tells you every single time how you're supposed to act with your friends. Every single time how you're supposed to act with your neighbors. Kol ma'asov mata, all your business dealings. Tetkuni ha'yishuv ha'medinos kulam. That every single thing that could ever come up in your daily life, the Torah cannot give you a case-by-case analysis of what to do. So that means, the Torah will not tell you when you're driving in your car and someone cuts you off, how to respond. The Torah will not tell you how you should act when your neighbor asks you to borrow something every single day of the week. The Torah will not tell you v'chule v'chule, in businesses, in all sorts of relationships. So rather, says the Ramban, instead of giving us every single detail, specifying every single possibly could ever come up, the Torah is going to give us the rules, the main principles. And if you understand, you have a little bit of common sense, you understand what the Torah is requiring, then you'll be able to connect the dots and understand how to act in every specific situation. So let's work this out. Aval achrei shehizkir mehem harbe. We have many men. Keep going. Lo selich rochel. Don't go around gossiping. Don't go around speaking lashon hara about people. Lo sok losidu. Don't take revenge against people. Don't bear a grudge. Lo samad al dam riecha. Don't stand by while someone is getting harmed or hurt or even taken advantage of. Lo sal chayr. Don't curse someone who's deaf. V'nei seva talkum. Stand before someone who's elderly. Right? Kiyotim. So you have all these ideas. The Torah tells you this is how I want you to behave in your life. And then when someone cuts you off, when someone's rude to you, you'll understand what's the Torah expect from me. So it doesn't go every single detail, but it gives you the general rules. And once I understand in general how I'm supposed to act, okay, so I know what to do in this case as well. Right? Chazer loymer b'derech klal she aseh hatova yosha b'chol davar. And then that's what the Ramban is telling us, that it's supposed to, you know, after going through all these specifics of what to do in this particular case, then it gives the general rule for the overall impression, and you have common sense, you'll figure out how to behave in different situations. And again, if you're unclear how to behave, then you can always ask somebody who's a little bit wiser than you are. You can ask a Rebbe, you can ask a Mora, you can ask your parents, your shul rabbi, whatever it is. You ask people who can give you advice if you don't know how to respond in an appropriate situation. And many times it's good. It's good to be shol etza, to ask advice, because we're biased. And what we think might be the best course of action for us, the best way to respond, maybe it's really not the best. So it's always good to take advice. Now, there's an additional part to this as well. Besides for the mitzvah of Bikur Chol being a din derabanan, there's a second additional mitzvah. Again, Bikur Chol being a subcategory of Avas Yisrael. We look now in Devarim Yud Gimel. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Tilechu. You should follow Hashem your God, v'oso sirau, and you should fear him, v'es mitzvosav tishmoro, and you should keep, guard his mitzvos, uv'kolo sishmaro, and listen to his voice, v'oso savodu, and you should serve him, and look at these last two words, ubo tidbakun, you should attach yourself to him. In modern Hebrew, the word for glue is devek, right? To glue yourself, so you have to glue yourself to Hashem. So how do you glue yourself to Hashem? So we're going to explain, it does not mean you can't. Hashem's not physical. You can't glue yourself to something that's physical, but that means you can become similar to Hashem. For example, many times throughout Tanakh, when we talk about coming closer to Hashem, it means to resemble Hashem by acting in the same ways that Hashem acts. And if we see how Hashem acts through specific examples in the Torah, and we do those examples ourselves, okay, gevaldik, then we are fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa here of uvo sidbakun. So comes along one example, Breishis Yud Ches. It says, Yirel of Hashem Elonei Mamre. Hashem appeared to Avram in the place called Elonei Mamre. V'hu yoshe pesach ha'oel. Avram was sitting at the door of his tent. Kichom hayom, in the heat of the day. Zot Rashi, Ve'yirel of, he appeared to him, levakir esachola. Hashem performs the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and our proof is here when Hashem appears to Avraham. He's sick. Om Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Yom Shlishi L'Miloso Haya. It was the third day, with the most painful day after his bris. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishol B'Shlomo. Hashem came to inquire and to see how is he feeling. So when Hashem himself does the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, and we do that mitzvah, then we are imitating Hashem. And that is what the Gemara in Sota tells us. Yud Dalad. Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Maidich Siv. What does it mean in the pasuk which we just read? In Devarim Acher Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Asks the Gemara, V'chi efshar lo lo'odem lahalich acher shechina? Is it possible for a human being of flesh and blood to follow after the Shechina, Hashem's divine presence? So it doesn't mean in a physical sense. The Gemara says, Ela halach acher midosav. What it means is to act the same way Hashem does. And the Gemara makes a comparison sequence called a ma'af. Ma doesn't mean like a question, it means ma. What is true about, you know, X, af, so too is true about Y. So let's go like this. Here's how you read the Gemara. Ma'hu, bikur cholim. Just like Hashem does the mitzvah of bikur cholim, af, so too, you should also ata bikur cholim. You should also do the mitzvah of visiting those who are sick. So what do we see? We see that, first of all, there is a mitzvah of Dirabonan, as the Rambam points out, of Bikur Cholim, which is a subcategory of Avas Yisrael, doing things, behaving the way that we would want others to behave towards us. We behave that way towards them. And additionally, there's also a kiyum, a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Uvos Tivadkun, of cleaving to Hashem and imitating his ways by doing this mitzvah. We also saw the Ramban, who adds that the Torah can't tell us exactly what to do in every single type of situation, but when it gives us the certain specific mitzvos, we can deduce from there what and how we should behave in in other situations as well. Okay, we will stop here, and then we'll mirror Hashem. We'll pick it up with more of an explanation of this Gemara in Sota next time.